Stephen from, it's coming up on 7 a.m. Saturday morning outside the Washington Hospital Center. Folks are scheduled to go back to work after a one-day strike, but the police, what's going on here this morning?
Sure. So, yeah, we have been on strike now for 24 hours, and nurses are here, ready to go back to work, ready to take care of the patients in the hospital. We've had our one-day strike, shown our protest of the employer's unfair labor practices, and we're ready to go back to work. Unfortunately, we think they're going to lock us out. We think the cops are going to prevent us from going into the hospital. They're going to prevent nurses from going onto the property because they've got scabs supposedly caring for patients in the hospital.
Talk about yesterday's rally. You had Richard Trumka, Dennis Kucinich, many labor leaders, not just nurses, who are here.
Yeah, yesterday was a tremendous day. I got here early in the morning with my children, and there were 200 or 300 of us at 7 a.m. Starting the picket line, marching, and showing our protests of the employer's attacks on patient care. And then as the day went on, the crowd got bigger and bigger, and by noon we had, I mean, I'm a terrible crowd estimator, but a whole lot of people filling up this this part of the street and city. And we had a stage and some drums and a lot of chanting. And we were really fortunate to have, as you say, President Richard Trumka of the AFL-CIO come and talk to us. A representative from the Players Association, the National Football League Players Association, Dennis Kucinich, as you say, spoke, and you know, nurses spoke. There's some nurses who work at the center who got up there and talked about their experiences and their concerns for patient care. We got some messages of solidarity from other nurses working in the city. Josh Williams from the Labor Council chaired the event or emceed the event and did a wonderful job of keeping us pumped up. And of course, Reverend Hagler of Plymouth Congregational Church, who has been just so helpful and generous with the church and with his love and support.
One of the things Reverend Hagler mentioned is this isn't the first time that nurses have gone on strike. In fact, a previous strike was left from Plymouth up North Capitol and took over some of the road and just walked right down here. So this is not the first time that nurses have had to strike.
That's true. This is actually our third strike at the Washington Hospital Center. The union was elected to represent nurses in the 70s, and the management really dragged its feet. And so in 1977, there was a 36-day strike of the nurses to get the first contract. And then in 2000, once again faced by an employer who was unwilling to bargain in good faith, the nurses had to go on strike for 47 days this time, largely to protest mandatory overtime and get better language to control management's abuse of nurses. And that strike was successful, and we won a contract in 2000. And unfortunately, 2011, we're having to do a similar thing. One-day strike is a lot easier, this is our third strike at the center.
Also present yesterday was Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Thomas. What do you hope will come out of the strike? And now, as we move from a strike to a lockout, you know, what's the best case scenario regarding what can transpire?
Right. Well, I think it's going to be an interesting time. I mean, the employer is going to make all kinds of claims that this strike cost a huge amount of money, and that's going to come out of their compensation, out of the wage package. But I know that we'll be back at the table in short order, and we'll be able to.
You're tired.
Yeah, I'm a little tired. My voice is a little hoarse. But you know, the bargaining will resume. The employer has felt a blow here from the nurses being on strike, and nurses have felt empowered and emboldened by their actions. And I'm confident that after hard negotiations and unfortunately perhaps the threat of another strike over another issue, we will prevail.
Why are you tired?
Well, I'm tired because I was here all day yesterday, and I made a lot of phone calls. I did a lot of chanting yesterday. I walked a lot and had a lot of intense conversations with my coworkers about what we're doing. I was up really early this morning to come back here to be with my coworkers and keep up our picket line.
I actually interviewed you once before right here some months ago, another protest. I was speaking with Lori Marlowe, a nurse at the Washington Hospital Center, and she said this kind of began. Can you talk about the firings in February, last February, this massive snowstorm that crippled the region, shut down the federal government, and yet nurses here were terminated.
Right. So, a year ago, February 5 of 2010, over a year ago, the D.C. area was inundated with a huge snowstorm, and it was a record snowstorm, 3 feet of snow. And nurses who were scheduled to work at the center, some of them were not able to get to the hospital and care for patients. And unfortunately, the employer took the extreme action of firing nurses, firing 18 of our colleagues for failing to get to work during a snowstorm. And this has never before happened. It's never before been something that the employer has done. And to treat people this way was horrible. So we, the union, protested this, and we filed grievances and met with management, pushed hard, and got 9 of the nurses back within a few weeks. Unfortunately, they were unwilling to do the right thing to the other 9. So we've gone through the arbitration process now, and 3 of those 9 nurses had an independent arbitrator listen, and we prevailed on 1, Jerry Lee, the first nurse suspended and then fired for absence during the snowstorm. Was returned with back pay and expunging of her record. And we're looking forward to the other nurses, the other 8 that are still terminated, returning to work soon.
And Jerry Lee, she was the first fired. She was also a member of the negotiating team?
Right. So Jerry Lee was a member of the negotiating team, an active shop steward, and an executive board member of Nurses United.
So the first person fired is a member of the team that is sitting down to negotiate with MedStar, with Washington Hospital Center. What's the significance of that?
Well, yeah, it's a very good point. I mean, here, this was just weeks before we were to commence our negotiations with the employer. And Jerry Lee had been a member of our team in 2009, and we'd announced that she should be a member of our team in 2010 as well. I want to be careful because we believe that Jerry Lee was that there was retaliation against Jerry Lee, and there was discrimination against her for her union activity, and we believe that to be true. The arbitrator did not see it that way. The arbitrator ruled that we failed to prove that, but it's our belief that she was targeted because of her union activity.
How long are you going to be out here outside Washington Hospital Center, and what would you like folks to know? Can they join the picket and so on?
Yeah, so that we've gone now, I believe it's after 7 o'clock.
A few minutes after 7 a.m.
The strike is over, and now we're in a period where, unfortunately, the employer is locking us out. So we will still have a picket line here to protest our locked out status and to protest the hospital's use of scab nurses when we here on the line should be in the hospital caring for patients. Members of the community, supporters can come to the picket line. We're not going to keep it up 24/7. They should call us or check our website for when we're going to be here. We will be here today. Today is Saturday. We will not be here tomorrow. Sunday we're going to take a day off. We're tired. But Monday we'll be back, and Tuesday we'll be here as well for certain hours to protest what the employer is doing and prepare ourselves to go back to work on Wednesday after the lockout. The union does plan to file unfair labor practice charges against the hospital. We believe this lockout is a violation of the law. We called for a 24-hour strike. We gave them sufficient notice, as required by law, that our strike would last for 24 hours, and we would unconditionally return to work on Saturday morning.
Is MedStar unable to meet the demands of the nurses because of lack of revenue?
Absolutely not. They finished their fiscal year last year in very good financial shape and have massive amounts of cash. The hospital and MedStar generally are in good standing right now. Of course, hospitals could be making more money, but they are in a profitable status. They're nonprofit corporations, but they have a positive margin. And in addition, they have, as I say, a massive amount of cash. Our information is that they have $1.4 billion in cash as a reserve right now, sitting waiting for some contingency, which they have plenty of cash. We are, as the nurses are, seeking not one dime of an increase here in our labor costs. We're looking for 3 years of preservation of what we have currently and not seeking to get gains, not seeking to have raises. We're seeking to preserve what we have and be sure that we have adequate numbers of nurses to staff the evenings, nights, and weekends. The times when patients are most vulnerable, there's the fewest number of supervisors and physicians in the hospital, and experienced, dedicated nurses are the safety net and the providers of excellent care for patients during that time.
You had a couple of folks speak at the rally yesterday, a fireman who said he was injured in the line of work, and he came here and got care, and a gentleman who said the nurses were what helped him recover after, I think it was bypass surgery. These staffing issues are, as Richard Trumka, I think he said, a matter of recovery or not recovery for people.
Yeah, we are very fortunate to have a lot of support from the community and from patients. The firefighter you mentioned is a great example. Somebody who, on my unit, which is a burn surgical intensive care unit, we care for all kinds of injured folks, and we get a lot of support from the firefighters union to help us with burn care. And the community generally supports nurses in large numbers, and it's wonderful to have that support from not just patients but community members. I do think nurses are the difference. I've been a nurse for 19 years, and nurses are the difference between recovery and non-recovery for patients in the hospital. Nurses are the reason patients are admitted to the hospital, and in order to be cared for by qualified, experienced nurses.
MedStar Health is a $4 billion nonprofit healthcare organization with 9 hospitals in this region. My understanding is this is the only one that has union nurses.
That's correct. Georgetown University Hospital, National Rehabilitation Hospital, and other hospitals in Baltimore and Southern Maryland are all owned by MedStar, but we are the only facility with organized nurses.
Thanks.